the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present their 2024 Tall Grass Auction coming up on Thursday, June 20th. It'll be at the El Dorado Livestock Auction, El Dorado, Kansas, starting 9 a.m. 18 to 20,000 head of cattle expected at this year's Tall Grass Auction. Some of the best cattle around from the Flint Hills and the Osage to be featured at this year's Tall Grass Auction. Details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. Well, we have a new World Auctioneer champion. Ron Hayes tells us more about who got crowned.
Hosted by the Oklahoma National Stockyards, the 2024 World Livestock Auctioneer Championship played out this last Saturday, and Wade Lice of Michigan is named the world champion at that contest. Afterwards, we had a chance to have the first media conversation with the new world champion. What's driven you to this point?
It's been that passion to just work for those producers. You know, I grew up in a small farm cow-calf operation, working close with my family, and I know what it's like to go check the cows at midnight and check the cows at 4 a.m., and I know what it's like to try and nurse a calf back on a heifer that isn't accepting it. And I want them to get paid for that work, and I want them to be appreciated for that work, and I want them to get the best price possible through a competitive market, and that's what the auction provides, and that's why I love what I do.
World Livestock Auctioneer Champion Wade Lice. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest continues to move along in all areas of the state. Minor cutting continues in parts of southwest Oklahoma down by Walters, Altus, and Duke, where rain hindered harvest in select areas. Elevator locations reporting a lot of movement over the weekend from south central to north central Oklahoma. Progress has also been made in northeast Oklahoma. In the Panhandle, producers have made good progress with dry land harvest and are hoping to start an irrigated wheat over the next couple of days. Oklahoma Wheat Commission right now calling the wheat harvest 87% complete. For the Altus, Roosevelt, Lone Wolf, and Hobart area, most of this region is complete, with some minor cutting going on around Altus and Duke. Yields reporting ranges from the low 40s to mid 50s, some higher intensely managed wheat making it into the lower 60s to low 70s. Proteins in this region ranging from 9% to 14%, protein for the region coming in at 11.8. In El Reno, yields in the region ranging from the 40s to mid-50s for the most part. Test weights about 60 pounds per bushel and above. Proteins varying across the board from 9 to 13%. That location about 99% complete. If we look over in northern Oklahoma at the Burlington area, a lot of movement over this area the past week. Test weights ranging from 59 to 62 pounds per bushel, depending on variety. Most test weights around 60 per bushel and above. Yields in the region around the low 40s to mid 50s for the most part. And then fields that struggled due to lack of rain had been abandoned, so those numbers not in this particular report. Also about 99% complete there, with proteins around 11.2 to 11.8%. And then in northeast Oklahoma, Afton, Miami area, harvest made some good strides earlier. They're about 80% complete in this region. Yields on the hard red winter wheat are at 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Yields on the soft red winter, about 60 to 90 bushels per acre. And then test weights ranging from 58 to 60 pounds per bushel, with some of those higher test weights being reported as they get into better wheat. You've got farm news.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.